It's been more than four decades since the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Roe v. Wade case made abortion legal in the United States. When the opinion was handed down in 1973, many thought it would end the caustic debate over this medical procedure. Think again. If anything, the national joust over abortion has only grown louder in recent years. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised to appoint high court justices who would look with disdain on legal abortion. In a post-election interview with CBS 60 Minutes, the president-elect envisioned a nation where some seeking abortions would have to travel outside their own state to get safe, legal abortion services. Trump's choice to head the Department of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, has long been one of the strongest anti-abortion voices in Congress. What's striking about abortion is that the number of women seeking abortions has plummeted, both nationally and in Rhode Island, one of the country's most heavily Roman Catholic states. In 2000, there were more than 4,000 abortions in the Ocean State. By 2014, that number had dropped by about half. Despite years of rhetoric on both sides, cooler heads have failed to come up with any compromise on this most contentious of topics. Expecting a meeting of the minds on this issue is akin to bringing a New York strip to a vegan picnic. While other culture war issues, most recently same-sex marriage, seem to fade after a political decision is reached, abortion has not. On the anti-abortion side, advocates say that continued activism has decreased abortions. Barth Bracey, executive director of the anti-abortion lobby, Rhode Island Right to Life, says young people are more anti-abortion than their parents' generation. Bracey also says the anti-abortion side has been helped by technology, especially the widespread use of sonograms. Nowadays, the first photo on a grandparent's mantle or refrigerated magnet is often the unborn baby depicted in a sonogram snapshot. Even though millennials are more open to developments such as gay marriage and premarital sex, they still have conflicts about abortion. A 2015 report by the Public Religion Research Institute found that just slightly more than half of millennials believe abortion should be legal all or most of the time. Those who support legal abortion worry about a Trump presidency. The threat to the Supreme Court is a concern, says Craig O'Connor, director of public policy at Planned Parenthood of Southern New England. Only about 3% of Planned Parenthood's national patient caseload is admitted for abortions. In Rhode Island, it's about 5%. We've been around for 100 years and we're not going anywhere, says O'Connor, who says he expects Republicans to continue to try to defund the organization. Yet a more immediate problem is the Republican plan to repeal Obamacare and the Medicaid expansion ushered in under Obama. Supporters of legal abortion say the reason abortion is declining is due more to widespread use of birth control and family planning education. Under Obamacare, millions more women have access to health insurance that includes birth control coverage without copays, says O'Connor. The other advance in birth control has been more effective and longer-lasting methods, including IUDs and implants that are injected under a woman's skin, says Dr. Pablo Rodriguez, whose practice delivers close to 2,000 babies each year. The anti-abortion movement will never shut down abortions, particularly for women of means. But life may be difficult for the poor seeking safe abortions. That's already happened in some red states that have passed restrictions on abortion clinics. Rhode Island hasn't had a pitched abortion battle since the mid-1980s during a statewide constitutional convention vote. The anti-abortion proposal went down in a landslide after a vigorous campaign by both sides.